Okay, so today I'm going to be talking about a school-to-farm program and how we assess student knowledge and attitudes regarding locally grown foods. So no relationships to disclose. So in this school, it's in upstate New York, and they decided to put this farm-to-school program in to serve locally grown food in the schools, and hopefully to improve the student nutrition, provide agriculture, health, and nutrition educational opportunities, and support local farmers. Currently, there's about 2,300 of these farm-to-school programs with over 12,000 schools participating. And in 1998, there was only 10 programs. In 2004, there was only 400 programs. So you can see these are growing in popularity and growing fast. So the Orange County, New York Department of Health received a grant by the CDC called the Strategic Alliance for Health, and there's 14 communities throughout the country who received this funding. The funding is to create healthier communities through implementation of sustainable evidence-based programs to promote policy, systems, and environmental change. They build local capacity to make changes related to physical activity and nutrition promotion, reducing tobacco use and exposure, and helping eliminate racial, ethnic, and socioeconomic health disparities. And they actually have to, they're required to focus on two sectors, and one of the sectors has to be the school. The other sector could be a work site or a healthcare sector. So in Orange County, which is about 50 miles outside of New York City, they decided to use this change tool assessment, and that's right on the CDC website. And this assessment helps community team members to assess, define, and prioritize possible areas of improvement. It's guided towards population-based strategies, so not individual-based strategies. And it assists with prioritizing community needs and considered, and they look actually at the resources that are available in the community. So in Orange County, in this one school district, they decided to actually use this change tool assessment in the school district. And their team members were made up of the head of nursing, the school, the food service director, the athletic director, the teacher in charge of health education, and the principal in the high school. So they all took this change tool assessment. And what we found was that this school district had only average scores for healthy food preparation and distribution in school districts. They were using similar, like the big trucks that would come in with the frozen foods. In the county itself, there was less than a third of county residents eating 5 fruits and vegetables per day. And they found that there were 72% of the students were eligible for free and reduced lunch. And so this was a great opportunity to help improve the nutrition of a population that relies on school district to provide some of their meals. And in Orange County, there's 642 farms, and 16% of the county acres are farming. And there's 10,000 acres of vegetables, and yet this school district and almost all school districts in Orange County were not utilizing any of these farms. All the food came in prepackaged. And even the salad bar was pre-made with a saran wrap over it. So what we decided to do was implement this farm-to-school program, and we're talking about relationships. The food service director was instrumental. She actually formulated the policy change, which was reviewed by the superintendent and school board. In addition, the food service director ensured that the program would continue regardless of personnel change, because you have to actually teach the personnel actually how to cook these foods and how to chop them. And we were talking about the knife and learning about how to even prepare these foods. And going with the cost, there in New York, there's actually no formal bidding process which is required to purchase local foods. And what it was found was that most farmers were actually competitively priced or even cheaper than the produce the school had been receiving. In addition to the local produce being provided for the salad bars, as you can see, the salad bar, they now have it available, and those are all locally produced, local produce. And in addition to just the salad bar, which was implemented in the high school and both middle schools, they've now adopted local produce for all seven schools at the central kitchen. And what we found was when we implemented this farm-to-school program, which was in the spring of 2010, the sales of salad went from 5 per day to over 100 per day each year, so in 2011 and currently in this year as well. But even though 100 per day seems like a lot, it could absolutely be up to 500 a day, so we're still a little low here. And that's one of the things that we were wondering, why aren't students eating salad bars and more of the local produce? So we did just a simple cross-sectional study, and it was voluntary. It was a very brief self-report measure, and what we had is we had students actually go around to all students in the in each of the lunch periods, and they handed out the survey, and they also handed out these wristbands, which the kids loved, and on the wristbands it said "Be healthy, eat locally," and Healthy Orange, which was sponsoring this. And the peers or the students went around to each of the tables, and they only gave out one survey per table, and only one wrist. And the child who filled out the survey received the wristband. And the kids were so upset that they didn't receive the wristband that we actually ended up purchasing over 2,000 wristbands and handing them out to all the students in the schools. So our sample is considered a suburban city school district. It's 47% Latino, 27% African American, 23% white, and 3% Asian. So it's a nice mix of demographics. And we surveyed 170 students, 98 from the high school and 72 from the middle school. And the gender was equal. And the grades there actually were a little bit more on the ninth grade. The ninth grade students really liked those wristbands, so they were asking for more and more. So we ended up, and that was the first grade we surveyed. So these were some of our results. Did you know that locally grown foods are available for lunch at school? And remember, this survey now was done in the fall 2011, so this is a year and a half after they've actually had this local produce in the schools. And 75% of them said no or unsure. There was no significant difference between gender and grade. They just didn't know. Are they more likely to consume local foods? And majority of them, 53%, said yes. 29% said they were unsure. And when we asked kids afterwards why they had picked unsure, they said it depends on the food, which I thought was pretty interesting, because I agree with them. You have to make sure it's appetizing and something that they would like. So do they want more local foods? And they absolutely said yes, they would like to see more local foods. Would you like to have signs to tell you where the food comes from? And this is where majority of them said yes, they definitely want signs. They want to know where their food originated from. And 92% of them said that they knew that good nutrition was very important or important for helping someone their age do well in school. So they know the value of good nutrition. So the conclusion is that most students were not aware that there were locally grown foods available. Most students reported that they are more likely to eat foods if they know it's from a local farmer. They would like to see more foods available from local farmers. And that student awareness for this program is lacking. And yet, there was a lot of money being spent by the CDC to implement this program. Students indicated that they would like to have signs that tell them where the food comes from. And signs that inform students where food originated from can assist students in making informed decisions regarding healthy food choices. And signs really should highlight the food that comes from the local farmer. So you There were a lot of signs in these cafeterias, but there actually were signs that said, you know, there were food, and it was like the same thing, eat local, be healthy. I mean, those were the signs, but they didn't specifically said you should eat local food, and because it will help your farmer, and it will help with nutrition. So what this tells us is that we actually need a comprehensive approach. We need media messages. Those tabletop are amazing ideas, because it would be wonderful if every single table had these tabletops that talked about it. You need nutrition education, and the nutrition education should emphasize that local farmers, it's not only good for the local economy, it can improve the health of students, since locally grown foods are less processed, do not have artificial ingredients, and have not traveled from far distances, and therefore do not need to be treated with preservatives, which increase their shelf life for lengthy transportation. You also should have a school garden, because then they actually understand where food comes from. They can see food growing from the ground. And a lot of students, I'm sure, as you know, when you ask them where does food come from, they just say a supermarket. So, and then food tasting, so they can realize that some of the items on the salad bar are tasty. And really what's very important is to have these farm visits, or at least bring the farmers to the schools. We had four farms, and we had these four farmers, but they weren't brought into the schools to discuss what they did for a living, and that, I think that would be very helpful. And we had these big apple bins, that the kids could have eaten the apples, but you can see there's no sign at all. These are actually from the school, and they're New York apples, and yet the kids didn't even know where they were from. So the next step, because of this very simple survey that anybody can implement, it's just a one-page survey and it had 10 questions on it. What we found was additional advertising to students about local farms and cafeteria is happening this year, and the schools are integrating more choices in the salad bars and on lunch menus, and a community garden is starting, or just started actually this fall, in the high school, and they have this green garden club, which allows students to sign up and actually work in the garden. And then they have a green cart, which is healthy alternatives to snacks. And these green carts are food from local farmers. And then if you want to learn more about, there's actually a Healthy Orange implementation guide that tells you exactly how they implemented this farm-to-school program. So questions?